Perek Hadar begins with discussing the halachas. If somebody lives in the same chatzar, in the same town, with an akum, what is the halacha? Because it's important to point out that although we spend a lot of time discussing the halachas of Tzuras HaPesach and exactly how what is known as an Erev is constructed around a city, at the same time, we need to remember that besides the need to have the proper enclosure around the city, there's also a need to have an Eruv HaTzeiros. An Erev that allows people to carry from their own private Rishus HaYachid to the public, more public Rishus HaYachid. And the Perek begins discussing the situation, which is of course the situation in most cities that we live in. What is the halacha if there are akum living in the city? Because the Perek begins by teaching us that an akum, Chazal wanted to avoid us living together with the akum because they were concerned that we will learn from their behavior. And therefore Chazal said that if there is one akum and one Jew, the halacha is that one doesn't need to do anything. However, as soon as there are two Jewish families, Machloikis, Ramei and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, according to Ramei, even by one akum and one Jew, there's a problem. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, only by two Jews and an akum. But if there are two Jews and an akum, everybody agrees that we have a problem. And of course, an Erev would not be an option when we have an akum, because the din of Erevin wasn't said regarding akum. Chazal, even though, as we learned many times in our perek, and the Mishnah discusses it explicitly on Daf Samech Tes Amud Beis, that bittul rishus, relinquishing your rights in the rishus, in your rishus here, is an option. However, Chazal said that bittul rishus is not an option with an akum, all for the same reason, because Chazal did not want that we should live amongst the akum. But Chazal recognized that when there is, that there needs to be an option if there is an akum in the neighborhood, and therefore Chazal said that schiris would work. Renting the property from the akum. And there's a very fundamental shaila as we speak about the schiris. Because the Gemara, at the beginning of our perek, discusses, is the dira of an akum shma dira, or dira's akum lo shma dira? Is the apartment in which the akum lives considered a dira, that it should have an effect on the other people living here, or dira's akum lo shma dira? And the Gemara said, the dira's akum lo shma dira. And that the reason, but Chazal then instituted, as we learned, that it should be an issue of concern. And there's a fundamental shaila. What did Chazal mean with the gzeira? Did Chazal mean with the gzeira that now dira's akum shma dira, that the dira of an akum is considered a dira, and therefore we have to deal with it? But as we said a few moments ago, Erev and Bittel, making an Erev or making Bittel, are not options. The only option left is Schiris. But what Schiris accomplishes is that the Akum's Dira will no longer be an issue. Or, the Mefarshim suggests, there's another way of understanding the Gemara. That the dira of an akum, as the Gemara tells us on Daf Samach Beis, is loishma dira. The dira of an akum is not considered a dira. Just Chazal said that we Chazal did not want us to live with Akum, and because Chazal did not want us to live with Akum, that's why Chazal said we have to have some sort of a deterrent. What is the deterrent? Making a schiris. There are those that indeed want to suggest that as the Gemara on Daf Samach Beis Amun Aleph teaches us, there's a machloikis if you need a schiris, you need to have a schiris bria, if you have to have a good schiris, a full-fledged legal schiris, legally bound schiris, when you rent the rishus from the Akum, or is a schiris ru'ua, is a weak schiris adequate, that those that want to suggest that is actually that machloikis. If we say that Chazal determined that the schiris, that the area of an Akum, the dira of an Akum is considered a dira, and that the only way of resolving the issue with a dira's Akum is through schiris, so then you have to have a schiris bria. If, however, Chazal still continued maintaining that the dira of an Akum is not a dira, just because Chazal did not want us to live amongst the Akum, Chazal said we have to do schiris, so therefore, even a schiris ru'ua would be adequate. That's one way of understanding that machloikus. And the halacha is that a schiris ru'ua is adequate. So since the halacha is that a schiris ru'ua is adequate, that seems to be an indication that the halacha, that the reason we do schiris is not because the dira of an akum shma dira. Rather, the reason we do schiris is only because to show that we don't want to live with the Akum. However, there are many halachas that we will discuss that actually touch on this issue. One issue is the question, what do you have to rent from the guy? Rashi, at the beginning of our perek, says, "At sheyiskru mimenu es reshusoi b'chotzer." So Rashi seems to say that even just renting his reshus in the chotzer is adequate. However, Rashi seems to say, and the Bir Halacha at the beginning of Simen Shin Pei Beis in Aruch Chaim discusses this issue. What is the Halacha if we did not rent the Rishus from an Akum? So certainly we can't carry from our homes to the Chotzer, or vice versa. It's like a Rishus that has no Erev. But the Bi'a Halacha, at the beginning of Simen Shin Pei Beis, discusses the Shaila, if you could carry items that were in the Chotzer from before Shabbos. In other words, let's say you have an apartment house. The apartment house, as we've discussed, in order to be able to carry from the apartments onto the hall, into the lobby, one has to make a Eruv Chatzeres. What would be the halacha if one didn't make a Eruv Chatzeres? So obviously you can't carry from the lobby into your apartment, you can't carry from the apartments into the lobby. But what would be the halacha if there were items that were already in the lobby from before Shabbos? Could those items be carried within the lobby? The halacha is that obviously those items can be carried in the lobby. That's in a situation where you have a house that's all Jewish. So you can't carry from the apartments to the lobby, but you can carry items that are in the lobby. Ask the Bi'a halacha. So now what would be the din if you have this apartment house and there are apartments that are owned or rented by Akum? Will the same halacha apply that everything that's in the hall in the lobby could be still carried within the lobby, or will the halacha be different? The Bi'ah Halacha takes a lenient approach. The Bi'ah Halacha's approach is that everything that can be, that it's no worse than if it would be an all-Jewish hal. The Maril, the Bi'ah Halacha quotes the Maril, takes a stricter approach. And he says that if there are items in the lobby of a house, of this apartment house that we're discussing, that their Akum have apartments in this house, that even though if the house was all Jewish and they didn't make it Erev, the items that were in the lobby would be allowed to be carried within the lobby on Shabbos, if there were Akum in the home, it would be different. As I said, the Bi'ah Halacha is lenient. What is the basis of this machlokes? It could very well be that the basis of this machlokes is what does the deer of an Akum represent. If we learn that the deer of an Akum represents, that Chazal said that the deer of an Akum should be treated like the deer of a Jew. So just like if, as I'm saying, if the apartment house was full of Jewish apartments, the items that were in the chotzer, the items were in the lobby, could be carried. So too would be the halacha if the house has an apartment of an Akum. If, however, we learn that there's a new halacha that Chazal taught us, because Chazal did not want us to live amongst the Akum, that, and therefore, it's not that the deer of an Akum is considered a deerah. There's a whole new concern that Chazal had. Then perhaps the halacha would be that even though if it was a completely Jewish house where they didn't make an Erev, the halacha is that you have to, that you could carry the items in the chatzar. Here, it may be different. Here, perhaps, Chazal was stricter because of this concern. Another issue that the Bi'ah Halacha discusses. There's a long Bi'ah Halacha that discusses the question if you have to do the Schiris first, or could you make the Erev first? So certainly the Bi'ah Halacha says, the L'chatchila, you should make the Erev first, the Schiris first, for a very simple reason. Because if you don't do the Schiris, if you're going to make the Erev first, you can't make a bracha on that Erev. Because we can't be certain that the Akum will agree to the Schiris. And therefore, the only way to do the Schiris, the only way to do it and be able to make a bracha on the Erev, is do the Schiris first, and then you can make an Erev with a bracha. But what would be the halacha, taking the issue of the bracha to the side? Should you make the Erev first or the Schiris first? So as I said, the Bi'ah Halacha is very clear in saying that first do the Schiris. But what would be the halacha if you did it in the reversed order? You first did the Erev and then the Schiris. Would it be effective or not? It could also be connected to this very Shaila. If we learn that the purpose of the Schiris is because Diras Akum Shma Dira, and we have to therefore take care of that apartment, and then only we could make the Erev, so the halacha is that of course you have to do the Schiris first. Because the Erev obviously cannot be effective unless you did the Schiris first and took care of the Diras Akum. But if we say that Diras Akum Loishma Dira, and therefore there's really no problem with the Akum's Dira, just Chazal, because of their concern that we expressed in the beginning of the shir, said that we have to worry about the Dira of the Akum, we want to make some sort of a deterrent regarding living together with the Akum. Therefore, as long as you make the Schiris, and that's how Chazal said we accomplish this deterrent, it makes no difference if you do the Schiris before the Erev or you do the Schiris after the Erev, you've accomplished that Chazal wanted you to make the Schiris and you've done it. So again, it's very much connected to the Shaila. And again, as we said, the Bishta Brura and the Bi'ah Halacha Paskins, the L'chatchila, we should do the Schiris and then the Erev. Now we have two reasons. One is because of the bracha, and the other reason is because of if we say that diras akum shma dira, so we have to do the schiris in order that the erev should be effective. If, however, we learn that the issue is only as a deterrent, certainly the Erev, the Schiris could be done afterwards. And as we said, the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'ur Halacha Paskins, Bidi Eved, it's good enough. Furthermore, the Gemara says that the Schiris could be done with even less than a Shavah Pruta. And the Gemara in Daf Samach Beis explains, why could the Schiris be done even less than a Shavah Pruta? Because the Gemara goes into a long explanation that Akum amakbid benoig nerag apoch mishavah pruta. That's the Gemara's explanation. But it's very interesting, if we look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Ervin, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Beis, where the Rambam discusses this Halacha of Schiris from an Akum, and the Rambam explains, and the Rambam goes on to explain that he goes on to the entire explain, and this too actually is a raya that the Schiris is not considered a full-fledged Schiris, because as the Gemara discusses later in the Perek, what is the halacha if the Akum wasn't there at the beginning of Shabbos and shows up on Shabbos? So the Gemara says that even though the Erev was made in this property, that Erev becomes nullified because now we have a problem with the Diras Akum. And what the Gemara says is, first do Schiris from the Akum and then do Bittul Rishus. Another question is, if Schiris is considered a full-fledged Schiris, because we're learning Diras Akum Shmadira, and we therefore have to do a full-fledged Schiris, the question is, how can we do, and all the Rishonim asked this question, how can we do Schiris on Shabbos? And the Rishonim give different answers. Some say because it's a Schiris Ru'uah, that it's not a strong Schiris. Some say that we don't even do a Schiris, we just promise the Akum that will consummate the deal after Shabbos. Tosfos says that we do it with a matana, but the question still remains. We know that Mekechu Memker is also on Shabbos. So if we learn that you have to do a full-fledged Schiris, we indeed have a real Shaila. But if we learn, on the other hand, that the entire purpose of the Schiris is only to serve as a deterrent, it's much less of a Shaila. Because it's not a real Schiris that we have an issue that Schiris may not be conducted in Shabbos. It's only as a deterrent, and that's where it's fine. But going back to the Rambam, Sarkim and Avdi Kacham Mazol Tafil B'Shabbos, Sheshchiris Kebitl Rishusi. Schiris, says the Rambam, is only to be considered like a Bitl Rishus. So what the Rambam is saying is that the Schiris, it seems, is not considered a full-fledged Bitl Rishus. Shein Eschiris Vados El HaHekabel Vat. The entire purpose of the Schiris is only to show that we have an issue with the Akum here. And therefore, the Rambam continues, Lefikach Soichrim and Oivik Achavim Mazolus Afil Pachs Meshava Pruta. We could use even a Pachs Meshava Pruta to do the Schiris. So all the Mepharshim, the Arsumeach, and all the Achroinim ask a kash on the Rambam. The Rambam says that why could you do a Schiris from an Akum, the Pachs Meshava Pruta? Because Shas Schiris, says the Rambam, and El Ola Hekel Bovad. It's only there for the purpose of a Hekel. So all the Mepharshim ask, that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the reason we do a Schiris is because we could do with Pachs Meshava Pruta, because by Akum, Nerak, a Pachs Meshava Pruta. So why does the Rambam here say that it's because of Hekel? So the Ar Sameach says a very interesting teretz. The teretz the Ar Sameach says is that in every Schiris, there's a koina and a makna. In every rental situation, we have a landlord and a tenant. So here, and even though one side of the deal
is indeed an akum. And as we're learning an akum, Narab, Apoxim Shabbatuta, by him, it's not an issue. But we have the Jew. And for the Jew, there is a din of Shabbatuta. So because of that, says the Rambam, why is Apoxim Shabbatuta adequate? For him, for the Jewish part of the deal, says the Rambam, we need to have a new reason. That the whole issue here is only for Heker. That's what the Arsim Bez tells us. But perhaps, according to the way we're learning, the Rambam's teaching us a much more fundamental halacha. The Rambam's saying that indeed, in every situation where we have a situation of renting, we have to have a full-fledged rental agreement that should be perfectly fine. But here, says the Rambam, it's not a regular situation of renting. It's only here, as we're learning, because Chazal wanted us to prevent us to live amongst the Akum. And since Chazal wanted to prevent us from living amongst the Akum, they said, do some sort of a schiris. But it doesn't have to be a real schiris with all the halachas of schiris. It's elo leheker bilvad. And since it's only leheker bilvad, the halacha is that you could do it even with a pachas mishava pruta. Actually, one could suggest that this shaila is connected to a Rashi. If we look at Rashi on daf samach beis om an aleph, Rashi says, el t'kul ama lav shmardira, el mishum gzeira, shema yimad yisra masav shal akum, Chazal concerned that maybe we'll learn from the acts of the akum, Chazal wanted to make it difficult for the Jew that lives with him. The Rashi is saying that schiris has to be done every week. The Rosh immediately disagrees with Rashi, and the Rosh says, of course, schiris doesn't have to be done every week. Doing schiris once, and we'll discuss this in Mitzvah Shem in coming shurim, exactly the mechanics of the shurim is adequate. And the question is, why does Rashi require schiris every week? So if we learn that you have to do a full-fledged schiris, so of course, if I rent an apartment from somebody, do I rent the apartment every week? Of course not. I do a rental agreement, I do a lease, and it lasts for however long it lasts. But if we're going to learn that the purpose of the schiris is to make a full-fledged, to make a deterrent, so it's not your regular rental situation where you rent an apartment and you lease it for many years or for a year or for many years. I'm doing a schiris because this is the way Chazal wanted to show us, and Rashi goes into very great lengths in this very Rashi to explain this concept, that we want to separate from the Akum. Since we want to separate from the Akum, Rashi says, doing one schiris once and it lasts for many years defeats the entire purpose of the schiris. We want to show that we're separating from the Akum. And therefore, says Rashi, you have to do schiris every week. And actually, the Gemara, as we said, discusses schiris ru'ua versus a schiris bria. And as we said, the Gemara said that a schiris ru'ua is adequate. The question is, what is the definition of a schiris ru'ua versus a schiris bria? So the Gemara says, bria b'maharkini v'avargini, ru'a b'loi maharkiv v'orgini. The Gemara defines the difference between a schiris bria and a schiris ru'a if you have maharkiv v'orgini versus if you don't have maharkiv v'orgini. But what does that mean? So Rashi explains, could you fill up the entire chotzer that you rented from the Akum with chairs and benches? A schiris bria means that you have to be able to fill up the entire chatzar. A schiris ru'a means that you don't have to fill up the entire chatzar. Taisus has a different definition of schiris ru'a and schiris bria. Taisa's definition of Schiris Bria and Ruah is if you have to do it completely legal with riding a shtar. Taisa says Schiris Bria means that you do, Schiris Ruah doesn't mean you don't. What is the Machloikis Rashi in Taisus? So perhaps we could say as follows. Taisus is learning that the Machloikis of Schiris Bria and Schiris Ruah is, as we said earlier in the Shir, is the purpose of the Schiris to be a full-fledged Schiris because Dira is Akum Shma Dira, or is the purpose of the Schiris just to be a hacker? How do you know? How would that be evident? The way it would be evident is if you have to have a real schiris, because diras akon shma dira, so then you have to have it completely legal, signed, sealed, and delivered. If, on the other hand, the entire purpose of the schiris is just to be a deterrent, so they're just doing any type of maisa schiris, some sort of act, would be adequate. Rashi, on the other hand, learns that the purpose of the schiris is certainly just to be a deterrent. As we learned, Rashi says beferish that you have to do a schiris every week. So now Rashi says, how is that deterrent accomplished? If just filling up part of the chutzer with benches is enough, or is filling up the entire area required? Because Rashi's saying that avada, everybody agrees that the machloikis, everybody agrees that the entire purpose of the schiris is just to separate us from the akum. And that's why Rashi says you have to make a separate schiris every week. Now the question is, how is that shown? You do it every week, but does it have to also be that you have to be able to fill up the entire chatzar, or just even filling up part of the chatzar is adequate? But we take this issue one step further. It could very well be that even Rashi, who will hold that you don't have to have a full-fledged schiris, and Taisa certainly holds that way, that you don't have to have a full, that it's only the deterrent. Everybody will perhaps agree that if you went and did with the akum a full-fledged schiris, that will certainly be fine. In other words, what we're learning now is that there are really two options on how to deal with the akum. One option of dealing with akum, because Chazal said we want to have a deterrent, is to do a schiris that accomplishes this separation. Then there's another option. Of course, if we rent properly, legally, an apartment from the akum, a rishus from the akum, that certainly would be satisfactory. And this is relevant in two different shayles. The Paiskim discuss, the Mishnah Berurah discusses, what would be the halacha if you did a she'ela from the akum? You borrowed the area from the akum. Or you did a matana. The akum gave you the area as a matana. Would it be satisfactory? So the way the Paiskim analyzed the shayles is as follows. If it's not a real full-fledged matana, if it's not a real fledged she'ela, it wouldn't work. Why? Because as we've been discussing this year, Chazal specifically told us that they want schiris, nothing else. But that's not to say that if the akum actually gave you a matana, or if the akum actually gave you, actually did a real full-fledged she'ela, then it's no worse. It's a legal, completely legal transaction. Why is this so very important? Because as we've been learning, the Gemara tells us, and we just explained this, that a schiris ru'uah is adequate. So there's a question if schiris is affected by a Jew. In other words, let's say you have a Jew in your home, and he didn't participate in the Erev. Can you do schiris with a Jew? The Meram Rattenberg is machlokes rishonim. The Meram Rattenberg says you can't do schiris with a Jew. Schiris was only said with Akum. The Rosh says that even with Yisrael you could do schiris. And the Mefarshim ask, if
as we discussed at the beginning of the shir, bittul rishus works by a Jew, so why shouldn't schiris work by a Jew? But if we're learning now that the schiris of the Akum is not a real full-fledged schiris, it's a special type of schiris that Chazal instituted. And why did Chazal institute this special type of schiris? In order to separate us from the Akum, so we could understand. There is no such concept with a Jew that we want to separate from the Jew. And therefore, says the Maram Rattenberg, schiris wouldn't work. But, therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you did a proper schiris, then the schiris will work even by a Jew. Because, yes, the special new schiris that Chazal introduced by an Akum doesn't work by a Jew, because the whole point of the schiris is just to accomplish separation. But as we just said, both by an Akum and by a Jew, if you do a completely fine legal schiris, there's no reason it shouldn't work. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah paskins, indeed, that schiris from a Jew in Simon Shin Pei does indeed work.